think we've located the gay contingent in the theater now. We can just impress the rest of the audience with your many gifts and talents. Born in
Binghamton, New York.
In a carnival, listen.
Sure, yeah, Dad used to work in the arcade. He gets people's ages and weight. And Mom is a hoochie-coochie girl.
Yes, and he can do both things still, just like his folks did. He got to be a dancer. He went to New York City and then finally got an offer in Las Vegas, and he went there and made a real career.
It's true. I ended up at the Stardust Hotel in a show called The Lido de Paris. I was there for 12 years.
Then they fired him.
He got old.
Tell him how old.
I was 37.
Oh, you don't know. You see, you don't understand. When you're in mid-30s in Vegas, they're done with you. Finished. Awful. Done. What choice did he have? What was left? Just Palm Springs. He came here to die. Like most of you. Well, he came here to dance on our show, and wore the fool he. He was way too young. How long did you have to wait?
I had to wait 17 years till I was old enough to audition for your show.
17 years. A diligent little fellow. So 4 years ago, he was old enough, and he auditioned. He made the grade, and we're glad to have him here. Huh? Yeah. You did well. Yes. God bless. Age is?
58.
He is.
John Kendrick.
Mr. Kendrick. So thank you. This is his pal and his bosom buddy. They were dance mates together in Las Vegas. All those years they danced at the Lido. And when Kendrick was unceremoniously fired, this dear man had a choice to make. On one hand, he could stay and keep his job. On the other hand, he could follow Kendrick into the abyss. Well, he didn't deliberate long. An hour later, they fired his ass too. Born in
Geneva, Illinois.
Yeah, and then he went to Las Vegas to dance, and his age is?
I'm 58.
And he is?
Carter Pouse.
Mr. Pouse, James Carter Pouse. Thank you, sir. Not going to Starbucks right before the show.
Or was it?
Yeah, that would explain it. Born in the Deep South,
Jackson, Mississippi.
Natural born athlete all through school, big time
baseball
player. And when he got out of college, everybody thought he'd turn pro. He had offers, but still, you see, he had a secret agenda. All along, he'd been taking tap dancing lessons, and he started it because he thought,
well, I'm hoping it would help my coordination.
Yeah, speech therapy would have been a better idea. So off he went when he got out of college, and he decided, why not start at the top? Listen to what he did.
Well, I took a tramway bus to New York City.
Big busy to Broadway. Now, you got a picture. This kid from the South doesn't know anybody, doesn't know anything, can't stay. Nobody in New York understood a word he was saying. He's standing on Broadway the first day. He espies a really big star, and he decides to go over and ask for help.
Her name's Kay Ballard. She was starring in the Broadway show Carnival, and she helped set up the audition. My gosh, got the job.
Yeah, and that's just the first miracle. His life is full of miracles. The second one came 8 months later when another star helped him.
Miss Ann Margaret.
Yeah, she was in Las Vegas, and she said, I heard about you. Come dance with me. Off he went to Vegas, never looked back. Spent his whole career in all those great shows.
20 years.
Yeah, and he met a wonderful dancer. Third miracle.
Her name's Greta.
They're married in our little show now, and he's danced on our stage.
Well, she
age is
69.
He is
Wayne Allbritton.
No idea what he's saying. The epitome of sophistication, that's what this gentleman is. He's a great song and dance man. He's been with us a long time. He was out of the show this year because he had surgery, knee surgery. You people know about knee surgery. If you don't, you will soon. Trust me. This knee was replaced. A year and a half ago, that foot was replaced. 8 months ago, this hand was replaced. Next Thursday, he's having breast surgery. Born in
Chicago, Illinois.
Don't do that. But he danced in Chicago for a while, and then off to New York, and he had a great career. It's not just luck either, I'll tell you. You have to have it all to make it on Broadway, and luck. Give us the list of shows.
All right, starting with Camelot with Julie Andrews and Richard Burton. And then there was King, Anya, I forgot all the...
We'll wait. That's okay. You can talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, there's Ivy Keen, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, the casual fold of My Fair Lady.
Okay, now, television.
Television, 3 years on the Gary Moore Show.
More television.
11 years with Carol Burnett.
More television.
The Oscars and the Emmys.
More television.
Well, then it was Frasier as a tap dancing psychiatrist.
Yes. And then he retired. But he reinvented himself, as we all must and should, and here he is.
I've been on the folly stage for 13 years.
Yes. Age in?
72. Yes. Randy Domi.
Excellent work. Thank you, sir. Thank you. didn't have to travel to New York. He was already there.
I was born under the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yes, he was. And there's a hospital there, in case you were worried. And he grew up to be a tall, good-looking kid, and he had a real gift. I mean, a real gift. And his parents recognized that. And although they could ill afford it, they saved their money and sent him to
a high school of performing arts in Manhattan, New York.
And he went right from high school to the Broadway stage. Hardly anybody does that. And he was in great, great show. A dozen?
I did 15 Broadway shows.
The first one was a great show, maybe the best show ever.
I was in the original cast of West Side Story. We opened in 1957. I played the part of Griff, the leader of the Jets.
Yes. I think this is his genius, though, because his kid's a great musician.
And I have a son and a grandson living in London, brother.
Grandson's going to be a dancer like his granddad. Danced on our stage.
Nice seat.
AJ.
79.
He
wow.
You thought the last guy was old. I say, you thought the last guy, never mind.
Oh, it's been this year.
Born in Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to speak to you people again. Yes, in Chicago a long time.
Yeah, for 10 years.
You could do that in those days, the old days. It was a great town for showbiz. Of course, it was a long way back, wasn't it? Right after the Civil War. After 10 years, he decided to try New York. His friend said, don't go, you're too old to start again. But he didn't listen, and it's a good thing because he became the toast of Broadway. He's a great stylized dancer. So pleased to have him. Give me some of the shows on Broadway.
Okay, some of the shows were Oklahoma, Annie Get Your Gun, 17, which you were here, Rose Against the Boys, What Makes Sandy Run, Chris McGade, and I starred in the London production of Pal Joe.
Not bad. 20 years on Broadway, huh? 20 years. His wife's a dancer.
Oh, yeah, her name is Karen.
Yeah, she's on the road to the show now. He's all alone, but he goes out every night. You wicked old dog. God, some nights he doesn't get back to the home till 9 or 9:15. That's when I stay.
10 years.
Hey,